Hey, I think it's working.
Okay.
I think. Maybe. It's hard to tell. Hang on, let me pull the chat up. Sorry, this is so rough.
Right.
Hang on just a second. Let's see.
It's on the...
Nope, don't do that. Second. Oh, okay, now I'm hearing myself.
Okay,
all right.
All right.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Ancast. I'm Zach Burchy. Jacob is here.
Hello. Now you can see we're, like, about the same size.
Yeah, we're about, like, kind of the same
We do exist in the same space.
Yeah, like, I mean, I kind of wanted to do the show, like, this way, like, for a while. I know people, like, kind of prefer, like, two cameras
is a little better.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know how the quality is on this. At all. We are using like a little SoftBank pocket Wi-Fi to stream this thing out. So anyway, we're in Shinjuku right now. We're here in Japan for Anime Japan 2017, which starts this coming weekend. Actually, and this is really important, 24 hours from right now, we're going to be flooding the ANN events feed and the ANN front page, the Anime News Network front page, with photos from Anime Japan. You'll see all the booths, all the news. Everything that comes out of that show will be on ANN Events and Anime News Network. So tomorrow is the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff, right? A lot of cool shit to look at.
Yeah.
And some not cool shit.
Right.
And some bad shit.
There's going to be some Frame Arms Girl that nobody...
Frame Arms.
Yeah, right.
Which is
I think that's what it's called. Frame Arms Girl, yeah. They're really...
So that's the customizable girl where, like, all the stores have this now where it's the idea is you, like... By increasing, like, so there's a girl figure, and then you're building, like, a custom mech suit, like an armor suit for it.
Yeah, it's like there's, I think, that Hybrid Heart Magic Ataraxia show had, like, suits like that, and 100 had suits like that, but, like, there's enough ecchi shows that have, like, girls in suits that are, like, multiple sort of plasticky-looking metal multicolored pieces that, fly around and shoot beam spam eventually, that they're like, oh, let's just make kits where you can make your own busty girl in one of those. So that's what Frame Arms Girl is. And there's a terrible anime coming out in spring. I say terrible, that it hasn't even aired, but I've seen the PV, so I know, like, you know. It's not going to be.
Don't prejudge.
It's all 3D CG. And the,
Someone mentioned that the audio is bouncing. I changed, so we were not sure which microphone to use. We had the one on the webcam going. I changed it over to the one on the laptop. Let me know if that's a little bit better. Sorry about that. Also, if you're listening to the MP3 version of this, you have my apologies.
Right, yeah, that's... Sorry.
Sorry, we couldn't bring the giant mics and everything with us.
If you're listening to the MP3 version of this, you can't enjoy our lovely visuals on screen at all times.
Did you have to pull... Yeah.
Of course. He was right in my line of sight. Sorry.
It was $10, man. Anyway. So, we're here... All right, man. So we're here until Monday afternoon-ish. Uh-huh. Our plane leaves at 4:20.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not flight number 69.
No, I wish it
was. That would be perfect.
But we're doing a lot of stuff while we're here. So on the flight over, though, before we get to like Japan and hanging out in Japan, on the flight over, I was really delighted because in the seat back had the movie In This Corner of the World, a MAPPA film that they sort of, that studio, like...
I don't know who directed.
They crowdfunded it and got it out in theaters last year in Japan. And there's kind of this sort of bullshit, like, rivalry between that movie and Your Name. Because Your Name had, like, this huge box office and was, like, this giant worldwide success. And a Silent Voice.
Like, so those three are, like, vying for, like, well, which one's really better?
Yeah, everyone tried to make it out, like, we have to pit these films against each other. Because it's important that the real best one is the one that's praised the most. Like, that's the way people act about this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was a little wary of it because it's like, okay, I'm not interested in engaging with this. Like, the one I like has to be culturally dominant. Like,
right.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it looked a little like sort of another Grave of the Fireflies type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you have to be in the mood for that. I don't think that's an unfair statement to make.
No, yeah.
And not only that, like, it is specifically about the harrowing survival of people who were living sort of adjacent to Hiroshima when the bomb went off.
Right.
And the life that they lived throughout the war.
Mm-hmm.
sounds rough, right? So I wasn't exactly like, oh man, I can't shoot, you know. So anyway, it was in the seat back, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah,
That movie is really, really something.
It's really good.
I hate to keep drawing comparisons to Gravity of the Fireflies.
They're very different.
It's not particularly fair, and they're both very different films. It's just that that's the first thing that I thought of upon seeing it. And this movie, I honestly think, is better than Gravity of the Fireflies. Like, it's more about survivors. It's not just tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's tragedy plus perseverance and, like, sort of a familial together, like very Japanese kind of family values, sort of, this is how we survived this.
Mm-hmm.
And, the ending, like the last 30 minutes are, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was crying, I was trying not to cry on the plane.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense. Like,
yeah. I would disagree that it's better than Grave of the Fireflies. I would say that they have such different goals that it's, not really...
I liked it
more. Right.
I felt like by the end, it's also like, so, I mean, it has a more uplifting ending. It's more about, survival. Well, lots of people die, but like,
yes,
it's
but
more about survival.
The leads, you know.
It's more about survival.
Uh-huh.
And how people survive and how they scrape out
mm-hmm.
a living, you know, in the dirt under horrible times. And like, these are brave, like strong, resourceful people. They're not really portrayed that it's a quiet inner
mm-hmm.
strength that they're
mm-hmm.
they're dealing with this horrifying shit that
mm-hmm.
people like us would just fucking collapse.
Well, I think
you know?
That,
but these were like tough people of the soil that like cared about themselves and took care of each other, and they have all this, all you know, it's there's we learn about their complicated inner lives and everything. And I don't know, man. It's a fantastic.
Yeah, well,
film.
That was the thing that stuck out to me is like *Grave of the Fireflies* is a little bit more everyman situational, where it was about this kid, and it's like this could have been you, and it's speaking to the youth of late '80s in Japan during the boom.
Yeah.
Very specifically, which is why I like that movie is it's a message movie that is not like it doesn't directly tell you the message, but it like it is very of its time in a way that's pretty striking. This movie is more about it's not really every man, it's about the interiority of the protagonist, who is a very unique person.
Yeah.
She is, like, basically, and you were talking about the hardiness of people and how they survive and everything like that. What makes the movie interesting is that she's not really, in terms of personality, she's the one who would go first. Like, she's not resourceful, she's terrible at, like, terrible at cooking. She can't really do laundry so good. She's an artist. She's extremely spacey. Like, she forgets, like, the last name of the guy she's supposed to marry.
Yeah.
Because it was an arranged marriage, and all this stuff. She's, like, horribly spacey and just really kind of absent-minded and drifty and gets picked on a lot for not really being in touch with things that are important and relevant right now. And that's our protagonist. And it's, like, that's really interesting, and yet she, you know, makes it through, and it kind of shows how she makes it through this.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't have the personality that you expect from somebody that's the perspective in a story like this.
There's a thing sometimes where I'm watching a movie, and it expresses an emotion in a really particularly profound, or something I haven't seen before,
mm-hmm.
where there's a moment in this film where the Japanese, they lose the war.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters they actually show the characters processing that.
Yeah, that whole, yeah.
In a way that I've never seen. And now, okay, I don't watch a tremendous amount of movies from the Japanese side about World War II. Like, I've seen Letters from Iwo Jima, and I've seen a few. I haven't seen a lot of Japanese-made films about the Japanese attitude during World War II.
Right.
But the portrayal of how they reacted to losing the war felt totally raw, totally real.
Yeah.
It was an incredible moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I was just gripped.
Yeah, that like, and well, this is a spoiler, so I won't say what it is. But the main character processing a loss. It wasn't the war had not ended yet, but it's processing a really major loss. And the movie spends, I think, a full 10 minutes on just like her inner monologue.
Yeah,
and it's not boring. Like, the movie is really well directed.
Yeah.
It's not like just her sitting around and like narration. It changes a lot, but it's just her like going through the motions of, like, if only this had happened, if only this had happened, and, like,
yeah.
Here's all the things I lost when I lost this one thing. It wasn't just this one thing. Here's all the things that it meant to me. And we've witnessed all those things in the previous hour of the movie, and it's like, oh, you know. So that, all that stuff was really strong. Like, it was, I don't know who wrote it. Somebody said the director was the guy who directed Black Lagoon, which is also where the one directed. But, you know, it's a really good movie. I wouldn't say it's better than Grave of the Fireflies. I would say they're kind of incomparable. I liked both of them a lot. Like, they're both really excellent movies.
Yeah, I mean, I always, to me, like, that's just a shorthand for telling people how you felt.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it, I wouldn't say, like, don't watch Grave of the Fireflies. Watch the, like, no,
yeah.
It's just, like, this is how it made me feel, and I, you know, I'm trying to express that.
Oh, yeah, so somebody brings up that news item, because I didn't have context, but Anno did not have kind words for the main character of this movie, and, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Whatever, bruh.
Well, I mean, like, you know what kind of women Anno likes, like, duh.
Hey, man, where's that script for Evangelion 4?
Hey,
don't you
hey.
Have work to do?
Yeah.
Anyway. Get back to work, Anno.
Yeah. He's like, boy, she was useless. It's like, yes, you know what, Anno, that she actually, her personality is not so different from what I understand of you, actually, in that spacey, nerdy, like, doesn't care about practical things and gets embarrassed because they have to deal with practical things. Like,
the special features on The Wind Rises, where there's all that footage of Miyazaki fucking clowning on Anno and,
yeah,
like, making fun of him
He's
the
just,
entire
yeah.
time. Anno seems like the girl from In This
he
Corner
does.
Of the
maybe
World the
self,
entire time.
Maybe it's self-hatred.
The whole time.
Maybe he's like, why is this a protagonist? She's completely useless. She's basically like an otaku in the 40s, and it's like, yep.
I love you, Anno, but...
Yeah.
Anyway,
makes you think.
Absolutely seek that movie out.
Yeah.
Shout Factory's going to put it out in America. They're smart to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a really good shot at winning. Okay.
Mm.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I hope it gets nominated for an Academy
yeah.
Award. It won the Japan Academy
Version
Award.
Yeah.
Japan has their own Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We were shared this tidbit last night over some drinks at a maid cafe. This really great, like, low-key maid cafe.
It is apparently the maid, I don't remember the name of it. It's in a basement.
Jam.
It's
called
Jam. It is
in
apparently
Akiba.
Where the Love Omelette originated.
Where, yeah, where
right.
they draw stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
this was the maid cafe where they started drawing on
now
drawing with ketchup
it.
On omu rice.
Uh-huh.
Like, amazing.
Yeah.
And it was super low-key, and the maids are, like, really cool and, like, nice and, like, wasn't super pressury, and you don't have to pay when you sit down, which
mm-hmm.
is where what a lot of maid cafes do. They mentioned
it was
too,
just
so.
Yeah, it was just very chill.
Yeah, they took us there, so thanks, guys. If
yeah.
they yeah. Anyway, but they were telling us that it won the Japan Academy Award for Best Animated Film, and I don't think Your Name was nominated.
Yeah, well, Your Name won Best Screenplay.
Best
yeah.
Original Screenplay or
right.
whatever. Which sure,
which is fair. It's a very
sure.
tight screenplay.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a good screen. That's a great screenplay. You know
mm-hmm.
I mean? Right.
But
it's
yeah,
going to win something.
Now all we have to do is see A Silent Voice, and we'll have hit the trifecta. But with, you know, it'll be a while before we get to that.
Right. The other thing that was in the seat back that I watched on... So, like, other people were watching it, so I saw, like, probably most of the film was that Doraemon movie from last year, The Birth of Japan, where they, like, go back in time
caveman
to
times.
The beginning. Yeah, and they bring a caveman boy, of course, into modern...
No.
Which just sounds hilarious, doesn't it? And not at all, like, exactly like Bubba Duck from DuckTales.
Bam Bam.
Do you remember Bubba Duck?
I don't... I.
They should have called it Doraemon... Bubba Duck Adventure. Anyway, it didn't seem like a very good film, but the animation was really nice. I haven't seen a lot of Doraemon movies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they spend some money on
see much
theatrical
Doraemon
animation.
The only thing I remember from Doraemon is that hilarious episode very early in the show's run where Doraemon tells a kid to, he's got like a revolver, the main character. You remember this?
Yeah.
Little kid, and he's like, what's the matter? Pull the trigger. It's like, Doraemon, don't try to convince the protagonist of your show to commit suicide. That's terrible. Like,
mm.
it's awful.
Yeah.
That's really bad. I was like, I can't believe this isn't it.
That's kind of it for that. We showed up yesterday, and I guess we can talk a little bit about sort of what we've been doing since we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we had a full day. We went to Knockin' on Broadway in the morning for a few hours, which was stupid because... for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure most people watching this know already...
you mean the day before yesterday. That's how long
that
was
the day
was.
Before yesterday.
Yeah.
Knockin' on Broadway is kind of like Akiba, but only in this one, like, mall, and there's, like, old stuff everywhere. So, like,
yeah.
you go up there and buy old otaku shit.
And there's weird niche stuff. And
weird
it's
niche
sort of,
stuff.
It has
and they
of...
have, like, a tremendous amount of 80s nostalgia shit
right.
up there. There's, like, two or three stores that are just... Okay.
It has, like, a
okay.
dusty
I
charm.
I freaked out. They had an original... Production t-shirt from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Like, from 1984, sealed in the plastic with the promotional thing on
right.
it.
Right.
stuff that you will not find. Like,
yeah, and
it would have gotten bought in America, like,
immediately,
that.
And it was $80.
There was a promotional, a sealed promotional can of soda for the launch of MTV that they had in this thing.
Yeah.
This was a promotional thing sent to press in the early 80s to launch MTV.
Right.
They had the thing fucking sitting there for, like, 1,200 yen or whatever.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, vintage crew shirts and promotional shirts for, like, Lethal Weapon, like, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love Knockin' on Broadway. We only bought, like, dumb little animal things and, like, stuff like that. But it was fun to buy.
And Shinji. Not Shinji, Kaoru.
Kaoru, yeah. Kaoru I bought out of it. So, here's the thing, though.
It's like a consignment.
That is a used Kaoru.
Aha!
And I don't know where it's
You got him on a consignment thing.
I don't
so,
know where it's
yeah.
from. I'm just going to choose to ignore the possibilities.
Yeah.
And
I mean, he doesn't appear to have any stains on him.
Yeah. Appear. We saw some yesterday in Akiba that definitely had stains.
It was What's Her Butt from
There was a Boa Hancock that definitely had
she
stains.
She had stains on her.
Yeah.
She didn't see better days.
Right on the titties.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know what was going on. Anyway. Anyway, after that, we went to Ichigaya and we interviewed. We went to Comics Wave.
Right.
Speaking of Your Name,
mm-hmm.
and interviewed one of the producers on
mm-hmm.
Your Name, and that was pretty fun. We'll have that interview for you pretty soon, I think,
mm-hmm.
Probably next week, in advance of the film coming out in America, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after that, I said, hey, Jacob, did you know
yeah.
that Tokyo Disneyland sells half-price tickets after 6 p.m., and the place is open until 10?
And I was like, all right, half-price tickets.
We were
kind of
like, we were like... Maybe no Disney this time. We probably
we were definitely
we were like
no
Disney this time.
No Disney
last
this time
we went to Disney City.
Uh huh.
But I really wanted to go.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I mean, if it's after six, if we're gonna get it all in after six, and if it's like half price, that's
then, okay. So you agreed.
Yeah.
If you had agreed before to full price, I would have said, great, let's go. You know that.
Yeah, I know, but I was
you
not
know that.
I was like, we need to be no.
Yeah. Tokyo Disneyland was. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really glad, like, we went in with an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We saw, we only wanted to see the exclusive stuff. They have, like, a few rides there that you can't ride anywhere else. They're exclusive to those parks, and that's what we wanted to see.
Uh-huh.
I just want to point out, I wasn't expecting it to be fucking incredible.
Uh-huh.
That Monsters, Inc. ride.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting.
That they have at Disneyland
it's
is
really good.
Fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Right.
It only exists there. We have one, we have a Monsters, Inc. ride
it's
in Anaheim.
Courage.
That sucks.
Yeah.
This thing is amazing.
Yeah, well, and it was the Winnie the Pooh ride was pretty impressive, but it wasn't as the Monsters, Inc. ride.
Which
was,
is super hyped up because...
Those are the two exclusives.
Yeah, yeah, those are the two big exclusives. But it was interesting wandering around there because it's kind of like this weird mix of Disney World and Disneyland and kind of mashed together, but also, like, there's way too much open space. Like,
yeah.
The thing is spread out over just... It like Toontown looks like a parking lot with Toontown around the edges. Like that's how much empty space there is.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Yeah,
much, which I'm sure is helpful during like peak times, but we were not there.
So here's the other thing: if you're thinking about going to Disneyland when you come to Tokyo, the Japanese people really love to queue, or at least it seems like they do, because there's 3-hour lines for everything
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad has a 3-hour for Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Right.
This has 15-minute waits at Disneyland and
mm-hmm.
in Anaheim all the time. 3 hours here.
Yeah.
So just be prepared.
Right.
But that after six thing is a good deal, and you can see, like, a lot of the park. If you're interested, just a little tourism advice. But we had a really good time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I finally got a souvenir from Tokyo Disney
mm-hmm.
that, like, is from just Tokyo Disney.
Right.
And has, like, Japanese on it and is, like,
right,
yeah.
So he's upset because last time we were at Disney Sea... We were looking for something, anything branded Disney Sea. We're like, just anything with Disney Sea on it. And they don't have any like
nothing.
Specific branding for the park.
All they have are
it's
these hats
crazy.
With these weird little fetus bodies. So, like, it's a giant Donald Duck head.
Yes.
But then his body is, like,
his entire
tiny
body down to the
and
feet.
Attached to the back of his head.
Mm-hmm. So it's, like, little preemie.
So we look,
yeah.
It looks like a fetus,
yeah.
Like, hanging, it's just...
It's weird.
Weird and gross.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But they sell those hats everywhere there, and everyone is wearing them.
Uh-huh.
Like, all the hats are, like, a huge thing
mm-hmm.
there. But anyway, that's, yeah, so Disneyland was pretty good. So yesterday we went over to Ueno for a little while just to see if there was any Sakura out. And there was a...
They were beginning to bud. That's about it.
But
they were like peeking out.
There was one tree inside the zoo. We snuck inside. We didn't sneak in. The zoo is $6 each, by the way.
$6 a person. And it's a pretty nice zoo. Like, it's small, but it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And
we spent about an hour in there, and it was really,
that's
really
crazy.
It was good. I mean, it wasn't a great zoo, but it was good.
Yeah, it's worth more than $6 a person. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
We took a little detour to the zoo there. It was fun.
That's some good
pictures.
It was, there, like, some of the, so most of it was all the same animals you see at a zoo, but, like, it was, like, a little area for Japanese animals, and they looked like, it was deer-themed, and it was, like, those are, like, the deer in Princess Mononoke. It's, like, this deer with this huge beard.
Yeah, I got a
just
photo
this
of that.
Mighty beard.
I'll post that on Twitter.
And,
it's,
yeah,
like Jeff Bridges the deer.
And there's another deer that looks like a combination between a pig and a deer. It's weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a giant Japanese salamander, which is like a normal salamander, except this big.
That freaked me out.
I was like, look.
I thought that wasn't a real thing.
It looked like a rock until you see, like, it slowly lifting its head. And it's just,
I mean,
like,
just
a
imagine
big,
a salamander that's this fucking big. Like, coming,
bigger than that.
Coming out,
yeah,
this big. That giant head, like, just
big
coming out of the river.
Yeah.
At you, man. Ugh. I don't like walking. You always want to walk through the reptile house and stuff. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. He's like a little frog. He's harmless. He's just slimy.
It's this big.
He's just
It's
slimy.
Like the size of a river monitor. It's
He's
giant.
Just slimy. He's harmless.
Yeah. Anyway. So after that, we finally went to Akihabara.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes before everything closed.
Yeah,
I forgot that they roll up the streets in Akihabara at, like,
I didn't know that, yeah,
9 p.m., mm-hmm, which doesn't seem right to,
right,
me. That seems weird.
And just so, yeah, just you keep talking, just so people know.
It seems odd to me that they were up the streets at 9, but we still got a little shopping in, and managed to see some stuff anyway. We're going back over there today, so we'll have more photos and everything.
Yeah,
today.
My obligations.
Not that people really need to see, like, a ton of Akiba photos, but we'll
my obligations have been fulfilled.
So why don't you talk a little bit about the Yuri on Ice merchandise and, like, what we've seen over here so far.
Right, so mostly what they have is, like, little paper goods and stuff like that. The cutest thing I saw that was also the cheapest is for 50 yen, which is, like, 50 cents, you can get replications of the competition badges for each skater. So, like, you know, when you see, like, at the very beginning of Yuri on Ice, Yuri has, like, a, you know, skating in the Nationals, like, badge that identifies him with his picture and his age and his little registration code and stuff like that. You can get representations, you can get reproductions of those for any character that you want, which is really cute. And so those were cheap. But most of what is out is, like,
Can badges,
and there's, like, basically they're rolling out all of the early stuff as much as they can to try and keep up with the demand. But, like, the exclusive, like, stuff that was released, so this is Victor, and if you want anything with Victor on it, like, this is brand new, so it was normal, it was just $5.
$5, yeah.
But if you want anything with Victor on it that was released, like, a couple months ago and sold out, forget it, because, like, something like this, with Victor, like, holding his poodle. Like, what they're selling right now is Yuri holding the poodle. But if you want Victor holding the poodle, that's going to net you $40 for a keychain like that. So
it was, I thought it was, like, 70. There
was
one was that 40. Was 70.
No, 70 was something else, but the 40 was...
There was a $70 keychain.
Yes,
there
was, but I don't remember.
It had Yuri on it. I can't remember
what it
was.
Yeah, maybe it was him and
his
arrows.
It was Victor, maybe.
I think it was maybe him and his arrows.
Yeah. Anyway, it's nuts. I would imagine this time next year there's going to be just a mountain. Well, the season 2 will have been out. So, right? When does season 2 come out?
They have not declared yet.
Probably next
maybe
year.
Maybe they're going to do a movie first for all we know.
Anyway, there's going to be a ton of merchandise. It's going to flood. Like,
right,
the stuff that's out now is just, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I wasn't surprised to see it, like, that jacked up. I just hadn't really seen it. Also, an interesting side note. So, we went to Nakano Broadway. There's a chain called Robot Robot, which is, if you've seen photos of, like, the big, long alleyways with Gachapon, like, an individual, like, they go through the Gachapon machines, and they get a whole set, and then they individualize them, put them in little packages, and you buy them for $2 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, these long rows of that stuff, and it's fun to go in there. Your eyes kind of glaze over after a little while, but it's fun to browse. The one in Nakano Broadway, everything is super fucking cheap. It's like $2 for everything, $3. It's great. I like shopping there because you come to Japan, get some souvenirs, and not blow a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact store. We went to it in Akiba yesterday because I noticed it was on the third floor of Anime. It's literally $5 more for everything. Same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 750 yen instead of 200 yen.
Right. Well, the selection was a little different. I was looking for like maybe blood blockade stuff because it's like
you found some.
Yeah, I found a wall of like rubber stamps and stuff like that. What's funny is
that were $1.
The thing that I love is you can because everything's character good themed. You can tell you know something that's not so much prevalent with the American nerd stuff. It's a little bit, but it's not like so obvious stuff right next to each other. You can tell what characters are popular and which ones aren't. So for reference, like. You can get what's his name? The gay guy with the living blood. I forgot his name. Because he's only in a couple episodes. You can get him for like $1. But if you want Klaus, he's the most expensive. His like little things are like $10. So it's like, oh, Klaus is the runaway hit from the show, I guess. Which makes sense. But like, yeah, I was looking for some blood blockade stuff because I'm like, well, if I don't get it here, I'm literally never going to see it again because that show was like a fad. I don't know what season
There's
two
another
is
season
do.
Coming out. It comes out in October.
Yeah.
So there might be more merchandise next year.
Yeah, but, well, if it hits. If it doesn't, like, if people are done with it, like, that's going to be interesting. But hopefully people, so I can get, because what I really want is a plush Sonic Speed Monkey, which I have not seen.
Right. We're going, after we tape this, we're literally going to get up and go to Ikebukuro and go to Ninja Town where they have Yuri on Ice. We're going to, like, take video of us eating fucking Yuri on Ice themed food. We're gonna put together a whole video showing what they have over there for Yuri on Ice.
Uh-huh.
We'll post that. I don't know if we'll do it while we're, maybe early next week, but that's what we'll produce next. We'll also go to Akiba, so maybe we'll have, maybe we'll get to see the whole place. Maybe they'll have the Sonic Monkey. I don't. Like, you would find that at Nakano, I think, if you're going to find it.
Yeah.
But we didn't really get the chance to see everything
in
Nakano,
you know,
so.
Like, looking for areas with a bunch of plushies in general.
Yeah, today's kind of the day where we can spend some time in these places and, like, get to see everything. Yesterday, we were rushing around a little bit. So, today, and then tomorrow starts Anime Japan. So, tomorrow morning for us, at 7 a.m., we got to get down to Big Sight.
Right.
So, it's a full weekend.
Yes.
For sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay, actually, that's pretty much been our trip so far.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to that video from Ikebukuro, and like I said, tomorrow, the Anime Japan stuff will start in earnest in fall.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any questions or anything from the chat? Any any questions? That we've been eating kind of konbini food, as usual. Stopping every now and then.
I eat curry whenever I can, because I like it.
Yeah, the curry here, like, you can get it. You can get Japanese curry in America, but even the Japanese chains that are
imported, the
Japanese chain in Tokyo opens one here.
Uh-huh.
It's an all Japanese staff, and so far as you know, it is authentic as can be. Does not taste the same.
It does not taste the same.
Doesn't taste
the beef
same.
Is lighter. The sauce is different.
The sauce is tastier, like richer.
Yeah.
The rice is fluffier.
It just
tastes better.
Yeah. Something about wherever they're importing or however long it, you know, takes.
Yeah. I'm going through all the sour gummies in the konbini. I'll get That's what I do every time is I start buying the sour gummies. Going through them.
Mm-hmm. The weather has been windy and chilly for us, but we're Californians, so, but it's like 50,
yeah,
60
we're
degrees.
Huge pussies about the cold.
Yeah, it's like 50-something, 60 degrees.
And we're like,
windy is the problem. If it was just, like, when the sun comes out, in the moments that it does, it's like, oh, this is fine. But then when it's windy and 50, it's not.
Let's see here. Let's see. Any advice for how to start when visiting Japan for a first-timer? So, our friend runs this company. Yeah. I recommend PackSet Tours,
run by
Evan Liu. PackSetTours.com or PackSet.com, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
They will generally give you everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like, if you give them a list of stuff, this is what I want to see, they'll make sure you get to see it. Like, they also know pretty much everything like there is to see, so you're not really gonna miss out, and they fill the days up, so you're not wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting, but it's a really good way to do it. If you're familiar, if you know some Japanese and are comfortable using Google Maps, this time, so every other time we've come to Japan, we've had a tour guide or somebody with us most of the time helping us out because neither of us speak Japanese. I mean, I took 4 years in college. So I can get through a sentence, and I can kind of comprehend.
Right.
But my spoken Japanese is fucking garbage, and so is yours. You can read kana and hiragana, and like that's
What I do is I know certain phrases for like where is the etc. and more I don't understand. You know, like those are the useful ones. But if it's as a noun or verb, I don't know. I have a dictionary and I slot the noun or verb into it, and it's fine. I think my pronunciation is fine. I've never had an issue with somebody saying, like, what did you say?
Where's the Handshakers merchandise?
Yeah, where's the Handshakers? So I don't know Japanese, but my pronunciation is fine.
It's a very important phrase.
Yeah, my pronunciation is fine, and yours is fine, too. So, like, that's not... Usually the issue when they're like, what, is not that you don't know the word. You said the right words because you looked it up, but it's terrible pronunciation.
Don't say Shinjuku.
Yeah, like, Shinjuku. Like, you know, it's not that hard.
Harajuku. Harajuku.
Yeah, and it's like...
That was shitty, but yeah.
Yeah, you get the idea.
Yeah.
But, like, so I haven't... In fact...
Listen to the way they say it, you gotta say it that way.
Right, usually what I have to do is, like, they'll say the thing that I plugged in and whatever, and it's fine, and then they'll give me an answer, and, like, it's usually a useful answer, but then they'll keep talking, and I'll go, oh, what kind of a sound?
Yeah, I only do the one word.
Sorry, I don't...
I was faking.
My bad.
I was faking.
So that's the fun part. It's like, oh, no, I'm still a dumb gaijin, guys.
Yeah, which apparently you're not supposed to. Gaijin is self-described.
Yeah, we just use the word gaijin for
funsies.
You can't
call other people gaijin.
Yeah.
That's not...
We use that for funsies, but there has been a recent thing in Japan of, like, don't use the word gaijin. Now they use... We were talking with our friends at the bar last night. And I was like, can you confirm? Because I've heard this. And they're like, yeah, it's a push to use, like, and it's a more elaborate. And they're like, which is weird because it does mean the exact same thing. It's just more polite. And I'm like, well, we do that in America all the time. It's like, here's the word you use. It means the same thing. It just doesn't have context with, like, racism or
something. It's not gonna piss someone off.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you wanna use something that implies that you were being respectful towards somebody even though it means the same thing, which is foreigner. So, you know.
But anyway, to get back to the question here, this time we have an Airbnb that's right off the Oedo line. If you get something that's right off the Chuo line or next to a JR station, like just an apartment, which is cheaper than a hotel. And by the way, hotels are like fucking impossible to get. You cannot get them in Tokyo. They're expensive and very, very difficult to get space because the place is absolutely flooded with tourists. And the Olympics are like 3 years away. 3 years away. So like, it feels like 2 years. They were telling us last night, again, 2 years they won't be able to use Big Sight.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 whole years, there will be no AJ or Comiket in Big Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to me. I have no idea where AJ's... Like, I think right now, like, they don't know where AJ's going to be next year. I don't know. I have no idea. But...
Oh, so somebody mentions it's Gaikokuji.
That's what I thought.
And it means the same thing, except it's not like you're an asshole. Like, you're not, you're
inferior.
Insulting.
Or
yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Somebody from another place instead of, like, fucking non-Japanese person.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you have your phone, Google Maps, buy a data plan on your phone, Google Maps will be in English. The train directions are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you, like, go to this station, go to this platform, towards this direction, 4-7 stops, get off, walk 5 minutes, get on this platform. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We've been navigating by ourselves just fine this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
The apartment is great,
mm-hmm.
and it's super convenient. And, like, I'm having a great time this time, as opposed to being guided around everywhere, if only because, like, my time is my own, I can do everything on my own time, and also I feel much more self-sufficient. Like, I don't need anyone to help me around Tokyo anymore.
At this point,
Yeah, which is great.
It's only my second trip, but I've got used to it.
Yeah, this is my fourth time, so I would hope that I would know it a little bit better, but, like, yeah, it's, you can do it on your own, and I do recommend it, but maybe your second time, do it on your own. The first time, it is going to be super overwhelming.
Because
you'll probably land at Narita Airport, and then you have to take the next train, which is an hour, and you need to know the station. Yeah, it's a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And so you definitely want help. Don't just go in blind.
Mm-hmm.
But Google Maps and Airbnb, man, you
they're
can
helpful.
Really make a dent.
Get
you can
a,
make
get
a
some
serious
kind of,
dent.
Get some kind of data plan so you can use your Google Maps.
Yeah, yeah. Data plans are garbage, by the way.
Yes,
if you can rent phones here and get a data plan that's unlimited, and that might be a little bit better for you. We just added international to our phones and just eating up data. It's like $25 for 100 megs.
Mm-hmm.
100 megs. They were telling us last night that the biggest data plan you can really get in Japan is 3 gigs a month.
Yes.
I just looked at our usage.
Mm-hmm.
We go through 12 a month. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
Right.
It's nuts. But anyway, so those are my sort of tips, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely make a list of things that you want to see, and the thing, likely if you've never been, the things that you want to see will be very sort of basic. Like, you want to see Akiba, maybe you want to go to the Ghibli Museum, which is very hard to get tickets for right now.
Yeah, right.
Because it's totally, like, so there's a tremendous amount of China tourism, which has apparently fallen off a little bit over the last couple of years, as China's economy has had a little bit more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a tremendous amount of
I've
Chinese
still heard
tourism.
A lot of Chinese
yeah,
walking
there's
around.
A lot of Chinese tourism. And so they fill places up, and you need to get, book those tickets way in advance, get them through Lawson and everything like that. And the Ghibli Museum is worth seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But all that stuff, is it's easy to get to. Like, just type it into Google Maps, and it'll give you train directions. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't really, wasn't like that 5 years ago or 6 years ago or whatever. So, yeah, it's a beautiful experience. Let's see. Hang on. We appear to have lost the chat. 1 second. Okay, let's see here. Okay, do we have any other questions from the chat? Are you guys going to go to Universal Studios Japan? No, we are not. We sent Mike Tool there last year.
Uh-huh.
Cool JoJo shirt.
Right, well, somebody mentioned it. I was like,
it's from Hot Topic.
It's from Hot Topic. It is Stardust Crusaders.
Yeah, anyway. So we sent Mike to Universal Studios Japan last year, and I have to tell you, like, I thought about it, only because I want that Evangelion entry plug drink bottle,
yeah.
The LCL bottle.
Right.
I want it so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we go to the
I
Ava
bet
store,
you I could find it at...
If we go to the Ava store, you can get the AT Field umbrella, which is awesome.
Well, we're definitely going to the Ava store.
Uh-huh.
All my money will fly out of my pocket. And
I need some of this.
And Anno's like, you want me to, what? You want me to work on that script? Dickhead.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. How friendly are Japanese people to foreigners and tourists? They are.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is when you want to live here.
Right. If it's like...
Oh, don't be fat.
Right. There's that, too.
You
but...
get death glares from old ladies on the subway if you're fat.
Mm-hmm.
They, yeah.
Yeah, but no. Otherwise, people are very polite.
Yeah,
especially if so. I've had this experience.
Fat shaming in this country, anyway.
But yeah, you know, that's an issue, definitely. But if you're passing through the subway or something, like, I wouldn't say like don't try to be a smartass and like learn a bunch of Japanese or whatever if you don't.
Oh,
don't
try to impress
them. Like, a lot of people know enough English and they have English resources. And stuff
they
like
will
that. They
embarrass
will
you.
Yeah, they
and
will
they
embarrass
will embarrass you.
You.
You'll be like. Teberu, and you're like, can I help you?
Yeah,
and you're
like, so don't do that, like, but learn just, like, basically go through and learn, like, some basic Japanese phrases for when, like, navigating, like, a crowd, or, like, getting somebody's attention, like, getting a waiter's attention, just a handful of phrases, and you're fine, and you can speak English otherwise, but, like, it's helpful, because, like, pushing through a crowd, which happens sometimes, they get separated from Zach, but if you say, like, Chitsure Sumas, like, they go, like, they will move out of you. If you're like, and you're, like, making little English, like, grunts, that's not going to help you. But if you say, like, sumimasen or chitsuresimasu, they will move immediately. So, like,
raise your voice a bit, sumimasu,
They're like, oh, shit,
yeah.
So, like, yeah, just enough to be, like, respectful and not, like, a total, like, grunting person, like, grunting foreigner. But, like, don't try to, like, I'm going to be fluent. Like, no, there's plenty of English resources, you're fine.
Yeah, and if they will ask
and
you,
they will
like,
embarrass you if
you can
you,
say,
if
like,
you're, like, being weird.
Ego ai is, like,
yeah.
Is English okay?
Yeah.
And if not, then you try to communicate otherwise. But, like, my favorite, so there's a Lawson that's right around the corner here that I've been going to in the mornings to get, like, breakfast and supplies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's, like, five guys in there working at the same time, they all, you know, irashimase, and they, you know, irashimase, and then all of them do it. So it sounds like they're gear shifting.
Right,
like, it's incredible.
I mean, if you got to be there all day, like, I would, you know.
Wouldn't you turn that into a thing to see how long you could...
I would turn it into a fucking barbershop quartet.
Let's see here. Have you seen any Kimono Friends? Only, Kimono Friends caught absolutely everybody completely off guard, so no, there's nothing.
No.
Of course not yet. So, the only thing is, like, in stores, they have Like, I posted a photo of one where they're drawing the
They laminated
and posted
and said, new goods here.
Yeah, and they posted on the, it's like a display promotional thing made by the store.
Yeah, but they can't sell, like, they don't even have clear files out for it.
There's no, not even clear files.
There's no merchandise.
There's usually clear files, like, 2 weeks after the fucking thing comes out. There's no clear files that I saw.
No, I haven't seen any, actual promotional goods. I've just seen, like, we printed out Serval and put her on a notice for a thing. Like,
yeah. Well, they drew Serval with Copic markers. And
you know, that kind of thing. So,
There's just nothing quite available from it yet. Is the hottest show merchandise-wise still Yuri on Ice?
It's too early. Like, there is stuff, and it is hot, but it is like...
Token Rainbow.
I meant for Yuri on Ice, like, it's like two stands, because they just don't have enough of it, and it goes fast. But, like, the stuff...
Technically, yes. Probably, I would say, yes, it is still the hottest thing, but there's just nothing.
There's just nothing out. Like, it goes fast, and it's, like, in a couple stands. But, like, the stuff that's, like, plentiful and on the first floor of things is, like, Moby Gay Idols. It's Idols. It's Love Life Sunshine.
Moby Gay Idols.
It's Uta Priest. Oh. It's Uta Priest, B Project and shit like that. It is 100% idols and mobile games. That is the hot.
An advertisement for a new boy idol thing on every wall, it's not the same. Different boy idols that I've never.
It's funny
heard
to
of
me like
everyone.
That is like the biggest shit in Japan, and like that is the least nobody get. Like that is the most no one gives a shit in America is boy idols.
Well, I mean, in terms of they ask, what was there anything that was popular that I didn't think was popular? Like we're pretty familiar with like what's popular over here versus what's popular in America, so it's pretty expected. Tokoramu, stuff like that, stuff that just doesn't hit.
Yeah, none of it was a surprise to me. There were things that I didn't recognize, and those are all mobile game stuff. I guess I wasn't expecting so much of a push this early for Frame Arms Girl, but then again, that show is like meant to sell those figures, so they have a lot of figures out already, but they're pushing that really hard in terms of buy these figures, and here's this junky-ass anime.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's that. We got, all right, I think that about wraps us up, unless we have more questions from the chat, let us know. We may do a little wrap-up thing on, for AJ.
One of the best things we saw, so Shin Godzilla has just released on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah.
So in terms of Akiba, in terms of, like, stuff that's everywhere and not, like, weird, rare stuff, they have a big stand that is... Fishzilla, like plushies of Fishzilla from Shin Godzilla in his various fishy forms, and one of them is a puppet. So you have like big bloody gillfish, and you can stick your hand in his mouth and like recreate the opening by having him.
That's super cool.
It's super good.
Yeah, they just came out on DVD like this week in Japan, so it's everywhere. Right. Okay, I'm gonna. Let's see, weirdest piece of merchandise we've seen. You know, it's all pretty expected.
Yeah.
Nagano, like, has weird shit, but I can't really think of anything off the top of my head that struck me as, like, particularly odd. Just the usual, fucked up cast off figures and, like, you know, impossible anatomy. Like, the thing that strikes me the most is, like, there is a serious glut of MOBA gay Bishoujo figures.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go into a store and there will be a fucking wall, like, endless wall
that nobody's buying. Like there's
that have been sitting there covered in
product.
Dust.
It's too much product,
and it's just
buying.
And it, you know it turns out there's a mobile game that is a Puzzle and Dragons ripoff that has a premise where there's 40 women and they made 25 of them into figures and they're all collecting fucking dust on this shelf in Akihabara.
That's pretty weird.
And so that seems like there's a lot of that. Thoughts on the Power Rangers movie? Haven't seen it. I don't even have to fucking think about the Power Rangers movie until next week when we go back to America.
It's not being advertised.
Yeah. There are lots of things I don't have to really think about while we're here.
We saw a now playing for the Overlord movie.
Yeah, right up the street from us in Shinjuku, I think it's not the Wild Nine, it's some other theater, but they're playing, it's two-screen theater, and they have Overlord on one. Something else on the other.
Also,
it's a compilation.
Also, one of, if there's more than one, one of the UFO Table cafes is right down the street.
Yeah, UFO Table Dining is around the
corner.
I think
you have to get, like, reservations, otherwise we would.
Yeah, of course. That would be fun. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we get some reservations. The thing is that, like, while we want to do stuff like that, almost none of these places allow you to take photos.
Yeah.
And we aren't going to really spend time on something that we can't produce as content for the site.
That's an issue.
So that's kind of an issue. We could, we'll probably wind up doing, we're about to hire some more Japanese correspondents that are going to cover stuff in Japan for us. And what we'll do with them is get photo permissions through the restaurant itself, which is a little harder for us to do. But our correspondents will speak fluent Japanese and everything and be able to go in and get permission to get photos. So we'll probably have to do it a little surreptitiously. No, I'm just telling you. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, Netflix Death Note.
Sure is Death Note. I mean, from what I have seen of the teaser, it's just not enough to go on. Could be good. Could be bad. It not really telling me anything that the casting didn't tell me, which is great Ryuk, really intriguing L, pretty standard light like guy, you know, and I know nothing about the girl playing Misa, so.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bitching, and I gotta tell you, like, Death Note's just a thriller. It's just
it's
a thriller.
It's just a thriller, and
it's not
what?
Like a fundamentally Japanese story like Ghost in the Shell, or about being Japanese, like,
no,
and, like Ghost in the Shell is in many ways, and like, Death Note's just a thriller. It's adapted, and if you want...
Yeah, P.S. Live-action versions.
There's, like, four or five.
Yeah, at least three
there's
that
two
I know
regular
of.
Death Note. There's, like, L, Change the World, and then there were four, at least. There was one in the
spin-offs.
CPAC. There was one in the CPAC. Japan has made the live-action Death
Note...
They
have mined the fuck out of
bunch.
It already. Yeah.
So, like, I'm okay with a different... If it sucks, it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and defend it,
uh-huh.
but I'm okay with them trying it.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know? Plus... I feel like it gives them the premise that they've set up, the way they've cast it.
Right.
It's set up to say something maybe good politically.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We'll find
it could,
out.
There could be some interesting.
It could have something
commentary.
Interesting to say culturally. If it doesn't, they will have basically wasted their opportunity anyway.
Yeah,
so.
With the casting opportunity they created. And, like, in terms of cultural commentary, people are like, oh, well, even then, like, Death Note had cultural commentary. I have experienced four or five different versions of the show. Like, I like the story of Death Note a lot. I've experienced four or five different versions of it. I've read a bunch of interviews. Even, like, explicitly from the creator, no, it doesn't really have cultural commentary. It pretends to for a hot second, and then it's just...
I mean, it's kind of about sort of self-aggrandizing sociopaths in a way.
Like, yeah, but it's not
it'll
really
teach
an inherently
you a little bit
Japanese.
About some of your friends, probably.
Yeah, it's not really an inherently... Like, it's not commenting on... People are like, oh, it's commenting on Japanese society. No? And there's a reason that it becomes a global story very quickly.
Yeah.
The FBI comes in immediately. Like, it's just... Yeah, it's not really... It's not really like, oh, the Japanese-ness is being removed from the story. Not really, to be honest.
To be honest, in my career, I'm a little tired of talking about Death Note.
I understand. Here's the thing. I
thanks,
like that
Netflix.
Story.
Thanks, Netflix. Now we all gotta fucking talk about Death Note
again,
for another 10 fucking years.
I like that story, but it has been adapted too many times. Like,
yeah.
The once, the twice was enough. The only reason I'm excited about this is because they are changing stuff. In fact, if it was more faithful, I wouldn't be that interested, because I've seen that story faithfully.
Yeah, how many times
do
you
five,
need to see the
times.
Death Note story exactly
I wanna
the
see,
same you saw
I
before?
I
want to
see something really different done.
Well, I read the manga. Yes, that's the story.
Yes,
I saw
that's
the anime.
It.
Yes, this is the story.
Yeah.
I watched the live action. Yes, check it off.
Yeah.
How many times you got to see the exact same fucking version
yeah.
of that
please
story?
Please give us something different.
Something else.
I want to see L as like a Banksy Antifa...
And if it
that's
fucking,
interesting.
And hey, guess what? This is how culture works now. If it fucking sucks,
nobody will talk about it.
10 years from now, Death Note, the anime and manga, will still be perennial bestsellers, and someone else will take a crack at it, and maybe you'll like that one better.
Right.
But there's no fucking reason to complain that much about it. Like, that's just how I feel. Like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and I feel like if you feel like it's a strong betrayal of what the material is, that's fine, man. You know, that's okay. Like, I would argue maybe don't watch it then. But if you want to have an opinion...
Yeah, if you want to have an opinion,
watch
go for
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just... I think... I think, like, Willem Dafoe as Ryuk is perfect. Like, they don't even have to put makeup on him. He could just show up.
Yeah.
And maybe have a mask on. He takes it off. Just kidding. It's just me. And, like, he just does the rest of the character just as himself. I would believe it. It seems perfectly so far. And I just kind of can't wait to see what they do with it. Because
it'll be very interesting to see exactly...
Like, the worst is when, like... So the worst is when they try to make it like the Japanese thing, but then they cast a bunch of whiteies, like so Dragon Ball Evolution, where it's like, please adapt this more so it's not like a weird perversion of like this guy's named Goku. Like, it's bizarre.
Dragon Ball should just be animated.
Yeah.
I just don't.
It's a bad idea. It would be like One Piece live action. Yeah, that's terrible.
That's a drawing.
Yeah.
Those are cartoon characters.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it's bad anyway, but, like, it becomes worse when you're like, here, let's try to make it, like, a Japanese thing. But, like, with Death Note, like, they're just completely Americanizing the base nature of the story, and, like, okay, sure. And they're going with it.
Well, like, I feel like the live action, like, Dragon Ball and One Piece, like, that's kind of like live action Flintstones. Like, it just doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. Like, those are cartoon characters.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not saying Dragon Ball is the same as Flintstones.
It was a bad comparison, but I'm just, you know what I'm talking about, when they don't adapt enough. It's like, adapt it, like, all the way, don't half adapt it. Because if you half adapt it, it really does feel like weird, whitewashy, like, garbage, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, commit.
Commit to adapting.
Commit to your
and they and the way L looks, like, they committed, because that is absolutely nothing like the original L, who is a great character. I love that character, but, like, yeah, do something ballsy with it.
Yeah, the guy directing it directed Your Next, which was a good movie. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. So, maybe it'll be.
I hope that there is some commentary to it. That would be really interesting. Because,
yeah.
The casting. It's like, oh, super, super white, like, extremely douchey. Like, they had him dressed perfectly douchey, like, his hair and everything. It's like, oh, this guy is the same kind of douchebag, preening douchebag as Light was in the original story. And then, yeah, and his L is, like, a bold, like, Antifa guy. That's weird. That's weird, and I'm excited.
Well, we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Have we seen a lot of Nintendo Switch? I saw a Nintendo Switch inside a crane game machine.
Mm-hmm.
We asked our friend. I asked our friends last night if there was if it was available in this. No, it is not available in this city. Like, it sells out very quickly. I saw a sign for one that was apparently, we will give you $250 if you sell us your Switch, but we are not selling them for. Yeah. I was like, are they selling it? Because maybe I'll just get that if it's, because $250 is like $200 for us, which is that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to turn that down. But that was not the case. Not available.
No.
You can get Joy-Cons and games and stuff. And there are a few Japanese exclusive games, I think. But the shelves are empty. There's just no product out there. Okay, I think that's our last question. All right, guys. Hey, listen, thanks everyone for showing up. I'm glad we were able to get this going and see you guys this week, even though we're over here in Japan and we're having a great time. Keep an eye on our Twitter feeds and on the site. Tomorrow, like we said, AJ, the stuff will go up around now-ish tomorrow, a little earlier than this, tomorrow. And we'll have plenty of fun photos from Akiba, maybe a few interest feeds, and then hopefully a video from this thing in Ikebukuro.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, man.
All right.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you all next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. See you on the internet, guys.
Bye-bye.